Today we'll be doing Sif Chav Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Habegadim hamitzuyarim." When it comes to colored clothing, afal pi she'enam boltos, even though they don't stick out, they don't protrude, ein nachon lehispalel kenegdam, it is still not appropriate to daven opposite those clothing. Ve'im yikra lo lehispalel keneged beged o kosel mitzuyar ya'alim enav. If a person doesn't have a choice and they have to daven in front of either colored clothing or very flashy kinds of clothing, or in front of a wall that has a lot of designs or graffiti on it, then you should close your eyes. The Rama says, "V'lochein aser gam kein letzayir tziyurim basfarim shemispalin b'hem shalut his batel hakava." Now, therefore, the Rama says that it is forbidden for a person to draw pictures or images from the sitter from which they are davening, so as not to get distracted. Aval begadim shemitzuyar alehem divrei siflus afilu leishev alehem beveis hakneses aser. But if you have garments or you have other things that you sit on in a shul that you design these things that are vain and that are not important, that might even be problematic, even to sit on them in a shul when you're not looking at them is going to be a problem. The Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Ayin says, "Ein nachon kedei shelo yehem abit b'tziyuram v'lo yechavin b'sfilaso." So you shouldn't get distracted by looking at the images on the clothing or the wall. Aval mishum chatzitza lis b'vegadim, there is no concern of a chatzitza when it comes to the clothing. V'lochenem ein mitzuyarem u'seluyem al hakosel shari lehispalel negdam. And therefore, if there are no images on the wall, or they're not being suspended by the clothing, or not being hung by the wall, then it would be permitted to daven opposite them. Tziyurim basfarim, v'chein yesh lizoher mitam zeh shelo letzayir b'chosel b'sakneses tziyurim neged panav shel adam el lamal mikol masish. Therefore, if you're going to make images in a shul, it shouldn't be opposite where people are standing, but rather it should be above them. Aser lehispalo keneged hamara demechze kemishtachav lebavua shelo v'haynu af be'inayim stumos de'bepsuchos belavach yasur mishum bitul kavana. So then the Achronim quote that when it comes to that, one is not allowed to daven in front of a mirror. Certainly, if their eyes are closed, because it looks like they're bowing to themselves, they're bowing to their own shadow. And even if their eyes are open, then you have an additional problem of a lack of kavana. Afilu leisheva lehem shenamar velo savisto evel beisecha vaafilu beveiso aser. One would not be allowed to sit on these garments that contain divrei tiflos, for that would be a violation of the pasuk in Parshas Ekev that says velo savisto evel beisecha, that you're not allowed to bring something abominable into your house or even into a shul. We'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with Sif Chav Dalet tomorrow.